When Chris Dreyer launched a website called loseadoublechin.com, he had no idea it would become the catalyst for a business philosophy that would transform his career. The site ranked high on Google, teaching him a powerful lesson: focus creates success. Years later, Dreyer built Rankings.io into an Inc. 5000 company for 5 consecutive years by specializing exclusively in SEO for personal injury attorneys. His book, Niching Up, has become required reading for entrepreneurs seeking sustainable growth, with endorsements from marketing legends like Seth Godin, who calls it a masterclass in strategic positioning. The book's counterintuitive premise that narrowing your focus actually creates more opportunities has resonated with business owners worldwide, particularly as markets become increasingly saturated and competitive. What makes Dreyer's approach so compelling is that it isn't theoretical. It's the battle-tested strategy that built his multi-million-dollar agency from scratch. Remember Samuel L. Jackson's purple lightsaber in Star Wars? Jackson specifically requested that unique color from George Lucas so fans could easily spot him in large battle scenes. This distinctive choice worked because Jackson understood the fundamental truth of niching. When you do something no one else is doing, you stand out. While niching feels like stepping off a cliff and saying no to opportunities, it actually creates abundance. Yes, you're narrowing your market, but this focus provides optionality and freedom. The conventional wisdom suggests casting a wide net to catch more fish, but niching works differently. It's about fishing with precision in waters where you know exactly what you'll catch. However, niching isn't without challenges. The most obvious disadvantage is a smaller market with fewer potential buyers. Once you've exhausted your specialized audience, you must either create additional products and services or find new customer segments. For Rankings.io, once they reached clients in most major metros, they needed to either sell additional services or expand to other legal practice areas to continue growing. Another challenge is the increased difficulty and cost of reaching your target audience. Traditional marketing channels often don't work effectively for highly specialized markets. For instance, Dreyer couldn't simply use Google Ads to target personal injury SEO because the search volume was too low, despite there being about 93,000 personal injury law firms in the U.S. Niching requires relationship building, attending industry conferences, and becoming a thought leader, which often costs more per client acquisition than broader marketing approaches. Success in a niche inevitably attracts competition. You might be first or among the first in your niche, but once you demonstrate success, others will follow. Henry Ford pioneered automobile manufacturing, but soon had to innovate beyond the Model T when competitors like Chevrolet emerged. Similarly, Joe Fried became the leading truck accident attorney nationwide, and Stephen Levin pioneered nursing home neglect cases. Both now face numerous competitors following their proven paths. Despite these challenges, the advantages of niching far outweigh the disadvantages for most businesses. The key is understanding when and how to specialize effectively. Before diving into a niche, gain broad experience in your industry. These experiences help you discover what brings satisfaction, where your natural talents lie, and what's truly involved in different specialties. Like watching baseball on TV versus actually trying to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, theoretical knowledge differs vastly from practical experience. Dreyer consulted for numerous industries: attorneys, plumbers, HVAC companies, e-commerce, even equestrian marketing, before deciding to focus on legal. Despite initial intimidation about working with attorneys, direct experience showed him they were generally pleasant to work with, leading him to launch attorneyrankings.org. When he temporarily expanded beyond legal after a business review, he quickly realized how much he'd gained from focusing on one industry and returned to the legal vertical, eventually niching further into personal injury law. After hearing Seth Godin discuss serving the smallest viable market on a podcast, Dreyer analyzed his client concentration and discovered 70% of his revenue came from less than 40% of clients, those in personal injury law. This data confirmed his suspicion about where to niche. Look at which clients are most profitable and enjoyable to work with. Then use that information rather than guessing. Once you find your niche, your confidence grows substantially. Competency builds confidence, which translates into better sales conversions and more referrals. You'll also likely enjoy the work more, finding that sweet spot in the Venn diagram of purpose, passion, and profit. When evaluating a potential niche, examine market size, buyer willingness, competition levels, and your personal interest. After choosing a niche, you'll discover opportunities previously invisible to you. Naval Ravikant illustrated this perfectly with his deep sea diving example. When you become the world's best at something specific, unique opportunities naturally flow to you. If someone discovers a sunken treasure ship that only the most skilled diver can reach, your specialized expertise transforms their luck into your opportunity. In the late 1990s, Dreyer became a top-ranked player in the collectible card game Legend of the Five Rings by focusing exclusively on one clan, the Dragon Clan. While others played multiple clans, his singular focus allowed him to memorize every card and understand thousands of combinations, leading to state championships and a fearsome reputation. Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule from Outliers suggests it takes roughly that much practice to become an expert in any discipline. This focused time made Dreyer an expert, which is crucial when niching up because people make buying decisions based on trust and expected outcomes. Experts simply have a greater likelihood of delivering results. When you become an expert in a niche, you gain two primary human motivators, wealth and status. As Naval Ravikant explains, wealth isn't zero sum, but status is. There's one winner. Being the recognized expert allows you to charge premium rates while also becoming the best that clients want to work with. Niching brings two types of expertise, perceived and actual. Perceived expertise comes when people assume that if you choose to do only one thing, you must be good at it, like assuming a heart surgeon must be great even without evidence. Actual expertise comes from dedicated time, effort, and focus to truly become the best in one area. Moving from perceived to actual expertise requires recognizing you can't master everything, so you focus on a specific, smaller area with the potential to become truly exceptional. To accelerate expertise, learn from those who've already mastered your field. When Dreyer learned poker, he studied under his friend Ryan, a professional player. In just 1 month of focused practice, reviewing 40,000 hands and analyzing every loss, Dreyer gained what would take a lifetime at live tables. This intense focus and expert mentorship paid off when he won $234,000 in a tournament. As John Maxwell says, a wise person learns from his mistakes. A wiser one learns from others' mistakes. But the wisest person of all learns from others' successes. True expertise requires both education and application. When Dreyer played collectible card games, he worried about competitors copying his deck designs, not realizing that having the deck wouldn't make them experts. They wouldn't know how to play it effectively. Education provides fundamentals and visualization, but application through practice and experience is equally essential. When facing a problem like a double chin, you have options. The hard way, diet and exercise with a trainer, or the easy way, liposuction from a plastic surgeon. The surgical option costs more because it offers a faster, easier solution from a specialized expert. This illustrates why niching up allows you to command premium prices. Consider other examples. You could learn accounting software yourself over months or hire an expert CPA who already knows it. You could spend years learning photography or hire a professional who can capture perfect wedding photos on the first try. Alex Hormozi's value equation states that value equals the client's dream outcome plus their perception of achieving that outcome with minimal effort and maximum speed. This equation has four key components: the desired result, perceived likelihood of achievement, time to achievement, and effort required. As an expert, clients willingly pay higher fees because they trust your ability to deliver results quickly and efficiently. They're paying for your experience and focused expertise, not watching you go through the discovery process. A heart surgeon, for instance, commands high fees not just for the operation, but for the years of specialized training that ensure success. To increase your pricing, first become an expert worth the premium. Start with lower fees while learning your craft, then raise rates as outcomes become more frequent and consistent. This might mean handling 100 similar cases before claiming expertise in that area. Establish a track record of success before declaring expertise. The best social proof comes when others call you an expert, not when you do. Document your successes, gather testimonials, and build case studies that demonstrate your expertise. To justify premium pricing, gather concrete data supporting your claim of being the best. Track metrics like success rates, time saved, or return on investment. Consider both how much buyers will pay and what tangible value they'll receive. When you charge higher prices as an expert, you improve both your status and your customer status, like luxury brands that confer prestige on their customers. Remember that clients aren't buying features, but benefits, the outcomes you deliver. A business consultant isn't selling strategy documents, they're selling increased profitability and market share. Eventually, you'll hit a price ceiling where conversions drop significantly. The solution isn't to reduce prices, but to increase perceived and actual value. Test the market by raising fees incrementally until you reach this ceiling. Then enhance your offering to justify higher rates. This might mean adding complementary services, improving delivery methods, or creating proprietary processes. What you're ultimately selling is time. Clients pay for your expertise because they don't want to invest the months or years required to learn themselves. Counterintuitively, niching up creates abundance rather than scarcity. By focusing on a specific market segment with higher willingness to pay, you often make more money through premium pricing and higher conversion rates. For example, a general business coach might struggle to charge $200 an hour, while an executive coach specializing in tech CEO transitions can easily command $1,000 an hour from a smaller but more affluent client base. Niching up provides two key advantages: charging premium prices and achieving higher conversion rates. While generalists may attract more leads, specialists convert more prospects into clients because they demonstrate expertise, build trust, and deliver proven value. There are three ways to generate more revenue: get more leads, increase your win rate, or raise prices. Niching particularly impacts the latter two by establishing you as an expert who can confidently deliver specific outcomes based on experience with similar clients. To increase conversions when niching, create case studies and testimonials specific to your target audience's pain points. If just starting, consider doing work for free to build evidence of your expertise. After providing value, request testimonials, especially video ones that feel more authentic to prospects. Case studies go deeper by showing a client's complete journey from problem to solution, demonstrating your ability to solve specific challenges. Using industry-specific language demonstrates understanding of your niche. For example, when addressing attorneys, use attorney rather than lawyer, and terms like preeminent that resonate in legal circles. Speak directly to specific outcomes clients want rather than using generic phrases like grow your business. For car dealerships, say sell more cars instead of generate revenue. These seemingly small details compound to show prospects you truly understand their world. Consistency builds trust and increases conversions. Just as clients wouldn't return to a barber who gives inconsistent haircuts, prospects seek evidence that you'll deliver reliable results. When your messaging consistently demonstrates understanding of their needs using familiar terminology, backed by testimonials and case studies, you establish yourself as their ideal solution provider. Tracking win rates through CRM software revealed dramatic improvements after niching. Dreyer's company transformed from serving 80 clients and making $3 million in 2018 to serving just 20 clients while doubling revenue to $6 million by 2020. sales calls became easier and more consistent when focusing on a specific audience with known pain points.
Just as you might work with one attorney by chance or two by coincidence, working with three becomes a customer base, your niche. Like compound interest, relationship equity accumulates over time through consistent investment in professional connections, where you give value before expecting returns. Relationship equity functions like home equity. You start with a debt of value in new relationships that you pay down by providing value first. This isn't about immediate returns, but long-term relationships that compound over time. As you gain experience and establish success, people in your market grow familiar with you, trust you, and introduce you to peers. These relationships stack as you work with larger firms, allowing you to niche up through your connections and experience. Building relationships requires meeting people in your niche by joining their communities, attending their conferences, and spending time where they congregate. The network effect is exponential. If you know 5 people who each introduce you to one person, and those 10 each introduce you to 2 more, you've expanded from 5 to 30 connections in just 2 conferences. When connecting with new people, be a fan, not a stalker. Fans give praise and validation, engaging meaningfully with others' content and conversations. At conferences, approach people with genuine interest about their recent wins rather than just observing from afar or immediately pitching your services. Just as with banking, you shouldn't overdraft your relationships. Building trust takes time. You wouldn't propose marriage immediately after meeting someone, nor should you immediately pitch your services. Relationship equity means investing time to meet people in your niche and repeatedly demonstrating your value without expecting immediate returns. Creating content specifically for your niche demonstrates understanding and builds reputation as someone who gives value. Whether through social media posts, blogs, videos, or podcasts, content shows you know your audience's problems and can provide solutions. As people consume your content, they learn to trust you, which leads to conversions and referrals. In niching, your reputation is everything. Unlike snake oil salesmen who move from industry to industry selling ineffective solutions, niching requires building lasting relationships and trust. Your good name becomes connected to everyone you work with, so sometimes you must part ways with problematic clients to protect your reputation. Helping others creates a positive environment where everyone benefits. When you niche up and focus on becoming an expert in one specific area, you naturally say no to projects outside your specialty, creating opportunities to refer clients to other professionals who can better serve them. This approach builds relationship equity and increases client trust when you connect them with the right person to solve their problems. Referrals create win-win-win situations benefiting all 3 parties. The referrer gains trust and reciprocity, the prospect gets their problem solved, and the recipient potentially gains a new client. Beyond relationship building, referrals generate marketing opportunities like speaking engagements, webinars, and content collaborations. They also transfer trust through endorsements and save money. Referrals are free leads that often piggyback off existing client acquisition costs. There are 3 distinct categories of referrals you can develop in your niche. 1. Client referrals. When you deliver exceptional results as a niche expert, your clients naturally become referral sources. The process is simple. Provide outstanding service, and satisfied clients will recommend you to others with similar needs seeking the same outcomes. 2. Complementary service referrals. These involve services your niche audience needs that you don't provide. By developing relationships with specialized providers in areas like operations, sales, or HR, you create an end-to-end solution network for clients. This saves them time and ensures they get expert help across all areas. 3. Competitor referrals. Surprisingly, referring to direct competitors makes sense in certain situations, particularly with exclusivity contracts. For example, if geographic restrictions prevent you from taking a client, referring them to a competitor creates goodwill in your industry. These relationships can become protective. Competitors may even validate your services to potential clients considering a switch. when referring clients to competitors, provide multiple options rather than a single recommendation. This gives clients agency to choose based on their specific needs and budget constraints. By offering several options, you create reciprocity with multiple businesses instead of just one, increasing your chances of receiving referrals in return. The challenge with referrals is their unpredictability. They're often feast or famine. But you can tip the scales in your favor by simply being someone worth referring. Be excellent at what you do. Niche up and set yourself apart. People experience gratitude when helping others, so when you're valuable and generous with referrals, you naturally receive goodwill and collaboration in return. Just as driving becomes automatic after years of practice, business processes become more efficient with specialization. Niching up allows you to develop expertise through repetition, eliminating waste and creating repeatable processes that save time and money. While beginners must start from scratch with each client, specialists can reuse and refine their work, gradually increasing speed, confidence, and quality. By focusing on one industry, you eliminate redundancies and create repeatable actions that increase profitability. When you niche, you only start with a blank slate once, like keyword research for personal injury firms, then reuse that foundation repeatedly with minor adjustments. Unlike Henry Ford trying to make every car different, you can pre-plan your strategy with one specialized solution, one landing page, one marketing message, and one sales process tailored to your specific audience. Efficiency comes naturally with experience. Like hammering a nail perfectly after practice, working repeatedly in the same industry builds speed, confidence, and quality while reducing errors. This embodies Kaizen, the Japanese concept of continuous improvement through eliminating waste. By focusing your 10,000 hours in one niche, you eliminate waste while adding more value to your time as you achieve expert status. As you gain experience in your niche, identify processes that can be repeated across clients. These efficiency opportunities may not be immediately obvious, but emerge as you learn more about your industry. Use your data, track expenses, review operational processes, and analyze customer demographics to find areas where you can reduce waste and save time. Strategy involves forecasting what will work based on experience and analysis. By focusing on one niche, you can apply successful tactics from one client to others more effectively. Operations and fulfillment offer the greatest opportunities for efficiency since these actions are performed frequently. Consider whether certain repetitive tasks require your expertise or could be handled by technology or less specialized staff. The ultimate benefit of efficiency and niching comes down to time, our most precious and finite resource. Saving time creates value and profit. By niching, you effectively manipulate time, making you more profitable than generalists who spread themselves thin. Even if competitors are willing to invest more hours, they won't achieve your effectiveness without specialized expertise. Having explored both the pros and cons of niching up, it's clear how the advantages substantially outweigh the disadvantages. What initially seemed like limitations, a smaller market, increased competition, lack of diversity, actually became transformative strengths in Dreher's business journey. The counterintuitive nature of specialization reveals itself through concrete results and measurable outcomes. Despite targeting a smaller market, he discovered 70% of revenue came from just 40% of clients, proving the niche was not only viable but highly profitable. This concentration effect demonstrated the power of focused expertise. These core clients valued specialized knowledge enough to generate substantial recurring revenue. Rather than creating waste, niching eliminated inefficiencies by focusing exclusively on services PI firms needed most: targeted SEO, content strategy, and reputation management. While competition exists globally, specialization differentiated Rankings.io as the only non-media buying PI marketing agency, creating a unique position in the marketplace. The journey to specialization wasn't immediate, but evolved through distinct phases. It began with broad experience across 100-plus niche sites, providing crucial insights into various industries and marketing approaches. This eventually narrowed to legal marketing, where patterns emerged about attorney-specific needs and challenges. The final refinement to PI law firms specifically allowed for unprecedented depth of expertise. This focused awareness enabled them to identify which digital marketing services truly move the needle for PI firms, from technical SEO optimization to content that converts potential clients. Their expertise in SEO for PI firms became unmatched because they understood the unique challenges these firms face. 100-plus per-click costs in competitive markets, the necessity to compete with established TV marketing campaigns, and the specific conversion requirements for high-value personal injury cases. They learned that PI firms need different strategies than other legal practices. Their clients are often in crisis, seeking immediate help, and facing life-changing circumstances. This deep specialization justifies premium pricing because they can demonstrate precise understanding of what's required in competitive markets, while others underestimate the complexity and work involved. Their conversion rates soared because they speak directly to PI attorneys' specific pain points, from managing high marketing costs to competing with established firms. They understand the competitive nature of PI attorneys and their desire for market dominance. Their relationship equity scaled dramatically, from working with solo practitioners to connecting with industry giants like Glenn Lerner and Mike Morse, building a reputation as the go-to experts in PI firm marketing. Niching up delivers both wealth and status, higher profit margins through specialized expertise, and enhanced credibility as a recognized authority. It provides deep professional gratification, confidence from mastery, and goodwill from truly serving those who need specialized help. In an increasingly saturated market, focusing efforts on serving a specific audience exceptionally well has proven to be the most reliable path forward. The narrower the market focus, the bigger the potential prize, a counterintuitive truth that has transformed countless businesses, including Rankings.io.